Sitting on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
Helmets and Heels, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, Amanda Borges, and Blythe Brumleave.
Oh, something bad.
I just decided they must really like your name last, Blythe.
Because it's the fanciest.
That's right.
It is kind of fancy.
So
you're
radio
right.
Radio friendly, right?
Yeah.
Do you use BB cream? Because I figured you have
I do.
Yeah?
Only at certain times, though. Because okay. It doesn't cover as well as I would prefer. But
for people who don't know, Blythe's name on Twitter is at Blythe Brum. And so for the longest time, everyone around here, before you kind of really started on the show, just kept calling you Blythe Brum. And I didn't want to correct them because it does kind of sound like fun.
It's easier to pronounce.
And it really is. So maybe you should just chop off that leave.
No, I did mention a name change to my parents as far as like becoming more radio friendly, and they were absolutely against it. So.
As well they should be.
Because did you have a name?
Not about that.
No, I was just kind of throwing it around out there, and the look of shock on their face, it kind of deterred me almost immediately.
You can just go with Blythe.
Yeah, just Blythe. It's simple.
So for people who can't see us, the wonderful and talented Marcel Robinson from across the street at CW17 is here tonight with multiple cameras, getting a little bit of the action on video. Say hello to our producer, Scott. Marcel,
hi, Scott.
He does all the behind-the-scenes work and never gets any of the attention. So hello, Scott, and thank you. And we, of course, have to get into some cheating conversation, ladies. Ooh. I think this is a story that I feel 100% differently than Donna, but Donna's going to feel way more passionate. Oh, I have a feeling. But you're going to feel way more passionate about it. So I want to hear, the moment it all came down, your reaction, your thoughts, your opinions today.
Okay, I'm going to preface this with, I may take up all the time, so we'll have to continue it in the next segment.
Or it's yours.
The only thing that I was waiting for was, just show me some evidence. When I heard it after the Colts game, before the Super Bowl, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is Spygate all over again. I was so embarrassed with Spygate. What a bunch of morons. What do we have to deal with? Great. And then it took forever and forever and forever. And the longer it took, I figured, well, he's not going to find anything. Because usually that's what happens. You know, the longer they take with a jury, you know.
No news is good news.
Right. And then I saw more probable than not likely. Well, what the hell's that? That was me saying, yeah, I don't know what happened. No one knows what happened. I'm guessing something happened. I don't know. You just spent months and months and earned yourself millions of dollars because you found out nothing. That's how I look at it. Because, let me tell you why. I did my research.
Let's
I did not go through the 243-page report. But what I'm
shocked. You have so much time on your hands as a full-time employee and a mom.
Right?
And a wife. And a dog mom.
And people may not trust, they don't like what Florio has to say about Jacksonville. But with his legal background, I really do listen to what he has to say because he's almost spot on with everything. Okay? I almost said almost always, and I don't like that. And the one thing that no one is making a big hubbub about is the two gauges that were used. Did you know that there were two gauges?
I did.
You did.
I heard about
Amanda?
It.
I did not.
I did not.
See? No one's talking about the two gauges. There were two different gauges used, and they both gave you very different measurements. One was used for the pregame, and then one was used halftime when they were all similar. Now, when Ted Wells was interviewing Walt Anderson, the head referee for the game, he couldn't recall which gauge he used. Hello? That is where tampering comes into effect. You don't know which gauge you used? Because if he used the one that gave us a higher number, then the balls could have been correct. And if they used a different gauge at halftime, how do you know anything was ever happened? Yeah, we have the video of the guy taking the balls in. Do we know what happened? You know you don't have all the text messages. I understand that. He wouldn't hand over his phone. However, he did, because everybody made a big deal. Oh, well, they got fined and Brady got suspended because he wouldn't hand over his phone. Ted Wells came out because everybody's been on him about this report because probable than not, whatever. He didn't come out with any hard, concrete evidence. So he said, because of the agent of Brady, he said that he was fine with not having the phone. Wells said himself, he never asked for Brady's phone in any capacity. but rather was fined with his agent keeping possession of the phone and only turning over documentation of the correspondences. And so that he took as truth. So that has nothing to do with, well, yeah, he didn't turn over his phone, so he got suspended. Nothing like that. However, this is where, this was after Marcel came over earlier today, and this is when I lost it, because watching PTI this afternoon, I'm not a Wilbon fan, but I do enjoy Tony Kornheiser, and he said spot on, this would never hold up in a court of law. Now, granted, the NFL, the league, they are their own. They'll suspend you for looking the wrong way, You know, across the street.
Wearing the wrong brand.
Exactly. They fine you, yeah, for wearing the wrong socks. Who does that? But he does say, and I quote, for Ted Wells, I do believe that if I had access to Brady's electronic messages and if I had received all of the messages, that it might have yielded additional insights into what happened, and I think that would have been good for everybody regardless of what it showed. You think and you might. I'm sorry. BS! It is BS. I would have thrown his happy butt with his millions of dollars that he just cost out of the door immediately.
So do you or do you not believe that Tom Brady asked the equipment guys to deflate the balls a little bit?
He said after the Colts game, yeah, I like them a certain way. This is how I like them. Whether or not he said, I want them as far under, and if we get caught, we get caught. Like Aaron Rodgers says, I like them over, and if they change it, they change it, which no one, batted an eye at. If it would have came out that he had concrete evidence, everything's like this, here's the camera of the guy, here's the conversation between them, I was saying, that sucks. He's no longer the golden boy. This is going to be a stigma, but, he's Patriots quarterback. I trust him. He can throw the ball, whatever.
So for you, it doesn't change, obviously, your feelings whatsoever about Tom Brady or the Patriots?
No, because it didn't come out with I want hard, concrete evidence. That's what I want. I want to be shown he did it. He knew all along. All I know is, yeah, he likes them a little
underinflated.
Underinflated. It's so hard to not sound, like you're talking about something else. But yeah.
Were you gonna say soft in there?
I was gonna say soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes
them
a little.
Donna,
soft.
What did you think about the text messages? I'm sure you read them all, right?
I did, and unless it's Tom Brady, yes, please. Underinflate the ball to, 11. And if you get caught, you never heard from me.
They were quite comical.
Yeah.
They were so funny.
You can take that golden boy away entirely, I think, if you look too closely at them. Because if those guys are saying that and they're that close to him, then there's some obviously negative things going on, or at least being said.
Yeah, I just...
Absolutely.
That all I wanted was hard, concrete evidence. That's all I want. My mom's sitting there listening. Well, he did it. He cheated. Mom, I just want the evidence. That's all. I just want it. And so I can move on. But now everybody's going to talk about it, and, they put the asterisk by it, and I don't know how many Super Bowls they want to put asterisks by, but whatever,
They're yours until they take them away.
So, I'd take it if I was a Jaguars fan.
And that was going to be my question was, knowing what you know, would there be any circumstance where you wouldn't take Tom Brady as your Jaguars quarterback?
I think the majority of NFL fans would take Tom Brady over any other quarterback in this league, with the exception of Luck and Rodgers. They would absolutely take Brady.
I'm keeping Bortles.
Lauren wants Bortles.
I want the future, not the past, okay?
But speaking of the Jags, if this suspension holds up, guess who will not be present when they play the Jags?
If it holds
up. At least on the field.
You better.
Well, yes.
Exactly. You better hope.
Or they reduce it to two games, and his first game back, and he's pissed.
Yes.
And that's what you're clearly most worried about.
Yes.
Is Brady coming out with something to prove?
He's going to dismantle the Jaguars in week 3 if that suspension is reduced.
Yeah.
All right. So to Amanda and Blythe, do you ladies feel any differently than Donna does?
I feel pretty similar. I think it was an investigation that was started right off the bat. With an end goal in mind, and they were looking for evidence to corroborate that information. I don't think that there was anything that would actually hold up in a court of law, but, the NFL runs off of circumstantial evidence. So what they do have does look suspicious, and I think this was more about not necessarily the crime, but the cover-up. And I think that's what the league was the most angry about, and I think that's why you saw such a severe punishment.
It's hard for me because, like Blythe said, it is circumstantial and there isn't concrete evidence. And Donna brought this up earlier. We were chatting. The Colts, what did you say? Their balls were also deflated.
Four four of the Colts' game balls
right.
were underinflated, four of the five.
Right.
Under.
The bottom line is athletes cheat. They do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Some get caught, others don't. Whether that's an exact science or it's just you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's a whole nother debate. Is this suspension too harsh? A little bit, yes, but I don't like cheaters. Is he a cheater? We don't know yet. It just looks so fishy. It really does. It looks fishy.
I'm fine with the suspension.
Yeah?
I don't care. I'm fine with it.
What about the draft picks?
I'm fine. That's whatever.
Okay.
You know, but I wanted, if it came out with, yeah, he did it, I would have expected something way more harsh, you know, maybe even a full season if it came out that he did it and he knew and he wanted it. But I want to know, here's one thing, besides it being concrete, I want to know who the whistleblower is.
The Colts. The Colts GM.
Yeah.
He was the whistleblower. He sent the email out to the league.
But how would he know?
They said there's been rumors for years. Lots of teams do this, have done this in the past. I think the Vikings and the Panthers back in December were caught on the sidelines heating up the balls during a very cold game. No, they didn't want any shrinkage.
Shrinkage. Shrinkage
no
of the balls.
This is a theory of my family and I. We think it's Harbaugh written all
you,
over
you
it.
You think? Really?
For being extremely bitter and angry about the now illegal formation.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Maybe a little phone call to the Colts GM and be like, go get them.
Hmm.
Find some. You know they're doing something.
All right, Donna, we'll wrap with this. What would you say to Tom Brady, or what would you ask him if you got to talk to him right now?
Well, he wouldn't tell me the truth at all.
He wouldn't demand it?
What do you want me to say? Show me your footballs? I say, show me your balls. You know.
Hey, it's your floor.
He's not. I mean, there's a reason why he didn't give up his phone. There's a reason why many of us wouldn't give up our phone.
Subpoena me if you want my cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm not giving that up rightfully. Think your whole life is on your cell phone. I'm
very
not giving
true.
But what
up.
About just the texts? Like, if you can just go to my account and see my texts, that's fine. If I have nothing to hide, I'm more than willing to do whatever it takes to
right.
clear my name.
And that's what they're saying he supposedly gave up. His agent gave him
but
all the texts.
But why would you willingly give up information on an investigation on yourself? I'm not doing that. That's your job to figure that out. That's your job to investigate. You spent $5 million and you come up with inconclusive study.
I think he cheated. I do. I think he absolutely knew what he was doing. I think he's a smart enough cat. He's not an idiot. He's not one of those dumb jocks. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that he could somehow avoid probably getting in trouble at the time, and it's exactly what happened. The NFL was not going to suspend him for the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, so he gets suspended for four games. His team will be all right, and enter Jimmy Garoppolo, and we'll see what he can do.
That would be my question.
Okay.
Should I start Garoppolo?
Yes.
Hey, now that's a perfect question. All right. When we do return, we are going to get into a little talk about the Players' Championship last week. It was one to put in the books, not just on the golf course, but also with a little Gene Short action, I guess I'll say. So we will be right back. You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Girls just want to talk football. More Helmets and Heels now on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You know, when Scott picks really good songs, I just don't want to talk. When we come back.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was me.
It's Amanda. That's me. This is my playlist all night. Who is it? Enjoy.
You guys talk. I'll stay
here. Well, we actually have a radio show to do, Lauren.
Oh, dang it. But it's the Johnny Cash reference.
I know.
Come on. Okay,
all right. It's a good one.
We're back on Helmets and Heels. Thank you, Amanda, for picking some good music tonight.
Of course.
You missed
I guess that means I
keep me in mind with Zach Brown when you were out a little bit earlier, but we were jamming to that one as well. By the way, in case you haven't heard, Country Superfest is a giant festival.
Oh, I already know.
Okay.
I'm
definitely going.
So
okay,
excited.
Good. All right.
Ready.
Just making sure because we haven't had the conversation about those events yet, and it's a blast.
A must do.
100%.
Okay. Can a gator and a gnoll attend the same concert
together?
Good question.
It's
well,
the off season, I think it's okay.
Sometimes,
sometimes
you just put your differences aside.
And then
you pick them right back up in August.
Right. You put on your dress and your cowboy boots, although it's way too hot for me at that point
for
in the year
boots.
For cowboy boots. Right. But every girl you'll see that's under the age of 25, so you'll fit in that category, definitely can pull it off, and they look fantastic.
Cool.
So one of my favorite events of the year. I go with my mom. Anywho, you're listening to Helmets and Heels, and we have some sports to talk about. specifically an outfit that I know I got to dinner last night, and a bunch of my friends who are not super into sports, the first thing they wanted to ask me about was Ricky Fowler's girlfriend's outfit. And I said, don't you worry, we will talk about it on the show tomorrow night. I have to tell you, I thought it looked fine. I had no issues with it. And because of the fact that she's a model, I believe that she gained far more publicity because of what she wore. And she didn't look like just every other PGA Tour wife or girlfriend. And so people were tuning in, and because she gained that much more publicity, then she also, of course, gains more social media followers, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, and thus that begins more modeling jobs for her. Because I recently heard that, by the way, you can't get a modeling job unless you have like 10,000 followers on Instagram, something along those lines.
Huh.
Yikes. For losing all the weight to become a model to begin with, and then having to get that many.
We don't know that she lost a bunch.
Yeah, well, not her, I meant.
Us.
Well, oh, more okay. Like me. We'll get to that in the next segment. All right, Donna, what did you think about her outfit?
Well, you're right. She didn't look like every other, because she looked like a... She looked like a slut.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Who wears Daisy Dukes anywhere?
They wear Daisy Dukes.
They are short denim shorts.
All shorts are short.
When your pocket hangs below your shorts,
she's
shorts.
6 foot tall.
They're so fine pockets that don't hang below your shorts.
I didn't see anything wrong with it. If you go out to TPC, you'll see hundreds of girls wearing that same thing. I thought she looked cute.
Daisy Dukes at the Players?
Okay, Daisy Dukes are when your butt cheeks hang out of the shorts. Those aren't Daisy Dukes. I mean, they're not like high school where you have to put your fingertips have to pass the shorts.
Is this conversation more spirited than the cheating conversation? Because I definitely did not see that coming.
She should have known, A, you're at the Players and it's Sunday. Where's your pink? Where is your damn pink? Secondly, the Players is known for sundresses.
Yeah.
Sundresses.
Very true.
You all wear your sundresses.
I was working there Sunday, and I wore a pink dress that I wore to my best friend's rehearsal dinner for her wedding. I was working.
See?
I had my fanny pack, like audio thing. I had my headset on. Like, I was working, and I was dressed nicer than her. I think that she covered up okay. She's skinny. She's a model. She wasn't dressed slutty for me. However, when you are the girlfriend of a prominent golf player, golfer, I think that you should just dress a little, I don't know, dress up a little, wear a dress.
Now, maybe it's the mom in me. I don't know.
Maybe.
If I had a daughter, because I have a son, if JT walked around with a girl looking like that, no, sir, you come here, she needs to change. Right, Marcel? Would never dress his daughter in that.
She's three.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there. I did a little research on her. Her name is Alexis Randock. Yeah, Alexis Randock.
She's
messed that one up.
Beautiful.
She is phenomenally gorgeous, and I will say the outfit kind of sold her short.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that I know said they thought her top was going to fall off, which might have been part of the intrigue for viewers, right? I mean, he just won the playoff. But so let's move, I guess, a little bit away from our outfit and move more towards our experiences. So, Amanda, it was your first ever Players. You did get to work a little bit. You also had to manage working the rookie minicamp for the Jags as well. But what did you take away? What was your favorite part? Give us your thoughts on the amazing event.
The Players was awesome. I didn't get to actually see a hole until after I was done working because I had just been so busy with minicamp. And then when I was at the Players, I was working. So I went to the 18th hole after they had decided that it would go into sudden death. So I didn't even see anyone play,
though.
But I saw the hole. So that was cool. But no, it was awesome. It was really cool to be there, especially because this never happens ever. So that was really, really awesome. I was up close and personal with Rory McIlroy, so that was cool. He was wearing this bright pink shirt that almost blinded me, but it was cool. It was really, really neat.
Did you get to see all the golfers do their press conferences in the perch area?
Yeah, I was in the perch on Sunday, and so you did the perch as well.
I did it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So it's where all the players come off from the 18th hole. So you see them all walk by. Not everyone will stop and talk to you, obviously, but you get to see them, which is cool. So I saw Bubba and Rory, and I saw Ricky Fowler when he walked off. This wasn't after he won, but it was after his 18th hole. But yeah, it was neat. I got to talk to some of the players because our job at the Perch was to get players to come on the radio show. And so some of them were really fun. There was one guy please forgive me because I am not a golf fanatic. I cannot remember his name, but he was so funny. He was like doing the air guitar, like when he's talking, and he's like messing with me because he knows that they can't see him. I can't remember his name. It's driving me crazy. But
Billy Horschel.
That's what I was gonna probably guess. But
or Bubba Watson.
Remember no. It was. I was gonna say was he wearing pink? That wouldn't narrow it down at all.
It wasn't like a bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I did it on Saturday, and by far my favorite moment was getting to talk to Billy Horschel. He stopped by, and he did join 1010XL 92.5 FM right after he finished on 18 and did his press conference. And then, of course, we both went to Florida, and so we got the Gator Chomp picture. And he had to tell the story, which was the best part of how he only did it because Florida State fans were – you know, kind of saying,
heckling
go Noles.
Him
right,
day, yeah.
Exactly. And then
he was funny.
He was really funny. He's like, yeah, you know, and I heard Frank tell the story because Frank was standing there listening too, that the Florida State fans have come out of the woodwork since they won the national championship.
Yeah.
And where were they 3 years ago? He's heard a lot more of them recently. So he was just, you know, he was tongue in cheek and just great personalities. And that to me is the coolest part about working part of the event,
yep.
is kind of getting the behind the scenes and the ones who are really stressed after they come off versus the ones who are just relaxed and talking to their kids. And oh my gosh, I don't know what it is about the golfers' children, but they make the cutest babies and little kids. Oh my gosh, so precious. Blythe, what was your favorite part?
I would really have to say seeing Ricky win it. There was a couple years ago for Avoid Magazine's golf issue, I got a chance to interview with Ricky Fowler because he's very, you know, sort of younger and, you know, the flat bill, and he fits in very well with the Void audience.
Were you wearing a yellow blouse and cutoff jean shorts at the time?
No, but I should have been. No, but he was just really, he had a really great personality, and you could tell that he definitely had the confidence in him back then, and we picked him as one of the guys to watch, and then here you are 2 years later, and you get to see him make that eagle, and as soon as he made that eagle, I called it watching at home. I was like, he's going to win this tournament.
It was really exciting.
He dropped 7 under the last like 4 holes and then going into the playoffs. It's unheard of in golf.
It really is. We were standing. I did not have to work on Sunday on Mother's Day, and it's a tradition for us to take my mom out to brunch and then go to the players. And so we did that, and then we found my cousin's husband who had never been before, and he had a bunch of friends who were betting on 17 closest to the pin. So we were losing, I was losing dollars left and right, despite the fact that I play fantasy golf, and I thought I knew what I was talking about, and I was throwing things out like, oh, he's a much better ball striker than a putter, I got this, and I'd lose my dollar. So then I looked even worse. I should have just kept my mouth shut and not put any money in the pot. But that was a blast. So if you've never stood on the hill at 17, no matter whether it's Wednesday on the practice day or Sunday on the final day, it is just so much fun to bet on golf live. You know, because you're straining. You can't really see on some of them whose putt is or whose ball that'll eventually lead to a putt is closer. So you have to wait and see it come up on the screen or who shoots second. It's just so much fun. I just love it. So
are you one of the ones that were heckling Sergio?
Of course not. I like Sergio.
I hate him.
So I've gotten to see him in person a few times working the event last year and this year, and he's funny and personable. Ugh. I mean, he can go through women like, you know, nobody's business, but at the same time, he seems nice as long as you're not interested in him like that.
Gross. Never.
Gross. You don't think Sergio's cute at all?
No.
Really?
God, no. No.
Okay, do you think Ricky Fowler's cute?
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah?
Not my type, but he's all right.
All right. Adam
he's
Scott,
too much
yeah,
eyebrows,
right?
Man.
Yeah, it's too, I don't know.
Eyebrows.
He seems a little young.
So Adam Scott's the hottest golfer to you?
Oh, yeah.
Bar none.
For sure.
Donna, who's the hottest golfer?
My husband.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's nice.
Amanda, did you see any hot ones out there?
No.
Golfers are not your type.
Golfers are not my type.
I get
it's
it.
Not. That's fine.
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody has a type. And
so am I going to be the only one that's
says the hot golfer?
Nick Watney wasn't out there. He's a cutie.
I like some of the ones that people have never heard of. Mm. Usually after I pick them, then if they win.
Like a Ben Martin or a
Ben Martin is really cute.
I talked to Ben Martin.
Yeah, isn't
that's
he
one
sweet?
One of my interviews.
He went to Clemson, and he's a sweet Southern boy. Bill Haas is a sweet Southern boy.
Yes.
He had the cutest little boy. Oh, my gosh. Aww. Little two-year-old with bright blue eyes. And they were walking off the course, and he was going to come join us in the media center.
Right.
And he's carrying his son, and he said, do you want to stay with mommy or do you want to come with me? And he's like, stay with you, daddy. And then he gets like 3 steps down, and he goes, the little boy goes, mama, 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 mom. It was just so precious. But that's the kind of stuff I love, being able to go behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it really is. Blythe, you tweeted this out after we worked the show at, or had the show live at, I can't even call it work, at the Players on Tuesday night, and you said, you know, you attended this event as a fan just a few years ago, and now getting to be part of the media is almost surreal.
It definitely is. I mean, you look around. I used to actually work at TPC Sawgrass. I was one of their opening waitresses. And so I would get there at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's how I kind of started following golf ahead of time. So that's really where I learned the game. And to know that I was a waitress there, you know, just, I don't know, 6 years ago or whatnot, however long it was, to now be covering a media event, like it's I don't know, it's just a pinch yourself moment.
It really is. And, you know, you walk around with your badge that says media and you're like, hey, everybody, please, if I went to high school with you, please see that I've gotten somewhere in life, I promise. All right, this is going to be a really fun topic when we come back. Weight gain. I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks and we have not been able to get to it. But the main question is going to be, what food would you eat if you had to gain weight extremely quickly? Sounds easy, but you know what? It wasn't that easy for Charles Barkley. So we will talk about that next. You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
I need your love. I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high. I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Well, this is for all the non-country fans out there, and I know there are plenty, because not everyone loves country music. Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. Donna Blythe, Amanda, and Lauren alongside with you. I can't believe how fast these shows go by, and I will tell everyone, as a peek into the breaks, all we do is continue the exact topic and stay exactly as forceful as we just were. It does not get any nicer in those breaks.
Nope.
In fact, there was just an argument between Donna and Blythe on what Ricky Fowler's mama wore and whether or not that was appropriate.
Her shorts were shorter than Ricky's girlfriend.
But they're dress shorts. They're
just black shorts.
Look, I wear...
See what I mean?
I wear shorts from New York and Company. They're nice. They're dress shorts. They're shorts. But they're not destroyed, which is... You know, ripped up, and they don't have pockets hanging below them.
I guarantee those shorts cost more than the five people surrounding her's entire outfit.
I don't care what they cost.
It's the style.
It is.
It's the style.
I like it.
It's trendy.
Bloody.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I would, I'm going to try and find a replica outfit of that and wear that to Dave and Buster's.
Wear it next week. Yeah. All of us show up and wear it.
Any form of yellow and jorts, that's all we need.
Done
and you
and
as
done.
A gator have plenty of jorts in your closet, Lauren.
Oh, ouch. You know, those jokes are really funny when it comes to the guys wearing jean shorts. To the girls, it's like, they're so cute though.
I know, I wear jorts, don't worry about it.
Right. If you have a good butt, I mean, jean shorts, there's nothing better, right?
Just rock them.
Except unless you're Donna. Just do not wear them. Okay,
sure.
So I have wanted to talk about what food you would eat to gain weight for a while now. After we saw this Charles Barkley story come out, he had to gain, what, 20 pounds in 48 hours? Something
right.
Ridiculous.
What?
Yes, just stuffing his face with like 48,000 calories.
Well,
so,
he didn't want the, I guess it was the Pacers or somebody to take him first overall. So he bulked up.
Stuffed his face with as much food as he could possibly put in his body. So, by the way, I got a text from Donna, your basically nutrition guru over the past few months when you were preparing for the Void Swimsuit Edition. And Chad Scott says, and by the way, Chad, I know you're listening, and I just have to tell you, I was not going to say carby stuff, and this will make sense once I read this aloud, but I have something completely different. But he says, you'll all say carby stuff to gain weight, and that's true. But don't forget salt. Salt makes you retain water, giving you a big sodium bloat.
Right on top of it, Chad.
Eat a pizza with Gatorade and add a teaspoon of salt to the Gatorade. Ugh. Big instant weight gain. Well, I'm never going to do that in my entire life. I can tell you that right now.
So when you're drunk, do not eat pizza and then drink a Gatorade.
Right.
But I love both of those things.
And both of those are even better when you've been drinking.
Does that mean you shouldn't have salt with a tequila shot?
And no salt around the margarita rims. I mean, this is just...
No, in moderation.
Let me live.
Like a pinch of salt is not going to make you gain 5 pounds.
It is not. All right, Blythe, we're going to start with you. The food that you crave that you probably shouldn't eat or you try to stay away from that you totally want to eat when
nachos.
You have to gain weight. Nachos.
All kinds of nachos.
And what's on them?
Oh, gosh. The best nachos I think I've ever had come from Everbank. And they're pulled pork nachos, and they put cheese all over them. And it's not just the yellow cheese, but they put the white cheese
Ooh,
on it,
queso.
Too.
Oh.
And they put jalapenos and tomatoes and pico and all that delicious good stuff.
By the way, I say jalapenos, and everyone always makes fun of me.
Correct.
Those sound delicious. I think it's like jalapenos. Technically correct.
Jalapenos. That's
my dad says it. All right, Amanda, the food that you would eat to gain weight.
Anything with cheese.
Anything.
Just if I could eat a whole block of cheese in one setting, I would. I always have a block of cheese in my fridge, and I'll eat it with crackers. And to me, I call that healthy because I'll like slice it really thin, and then I like have a couple more. But I just love cheese.
Do you ever have cheese and crackers with wine, and that's it?
Yeah,
because that's like my favorite meal.
Yes, I mean not as a meal.
Okay, it's my favorite dinner.
Okay. Well, maybe
still a meal.
Maybe you should talk to that nutrition expert just a little bit more.
There's a place in San Marco, and since you're new here, I can share these things with you.
Okay.
It's called Grape and Grain, and they serve just everything's delicious, and they have, cheese and wine.
Yum.
It's really good. Just in case you ever want to go there for dinner or a snack in world. I personally, call it dinner. All right, Donna, I know you've got some good stuff.
Mine was easy. It was very easy when you asked this question. A Five Guys bacon cheeseburger.
Nice.
And I brought up the nutritional info.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The one thing.
Don't tell us.
Too bad. The one thing that, and it's not the little bacon cheeseburger. It's the main bacon cheeseburger because you have the regular and then the littles.
Yeah.
And the sodium in a bacon cheeseburger, 1,310 grams. Thank you, Chad.
Oh,
I was right on top of that sodium. Yep,
wow.
That's all I would eat, bacon cheeseburgers.
How many fat grams?
Well, you're going with total fat is 62. Saturated fat is 29.5.
And how many calories? Just lay it on us.
Surprisingly, only 920.
Okay.
Only.
There's a lot of times that I'll go to a restaurant and my first instinct is to get a salad, with some sort of chicken or fish or something on it. And then I look more at the menu and I think, honestly, probably a cheeseburger sometimes without the bread is, or without the cheese, but obviously I'm not going to do that. Neither of us on this side are going to do that. And you neither with your nachos.
You're just not going to have
right,
bread.
Exactly. But I feel like that's a lot of times it ends up being healthier.
Right.
Mine would be, and it's very specific, deviled eggs. If you've ever been to Moxie,
how
too,
is
they
that
do.
Making you fat?
Yeah.
If you eat 4,500 of them, like I would want to.
4,500.
Like in a week, I think I could eat
this.
That many. I love.
Do you
egg.
Make your own, or you get them from?
Oh, I don't make own anything.
So where
that's
do
why
you
I reference
these?
A lot of restaurants. There's a restaurant called Moxie. They do a different set of deviled eggs every single night. Or day, I guess, depending on when you go. And they're phenomenal. Like, they might have, like, a Thai curry egg or...
64 calories!
Well, not. I'm telling you, not if you eat and eat and eat
five
them.
Grams of fat.
I like says do better.
Everything else?
Don't hate
fat.
On my deviled eggs that probably have a lot of sodium in them.
What
are
74
eggs?
Yes, but
put a deviled egg in a cheeseburger with some bacon, some avocado, some ranch dressing... Then you can gain some weight.
I could also add several other foods to
sounds
this.
Pretty good.
Like boiled peanuts. I could eat a ton
even
of boiled
those
peanuts.
Aren't that
salt.
Bad.
I got salt
okay,
in there.
Okay, salt.
Just get, come on. Give us something good.
Donuts. Say Krispy Kreme donuts.
I like homemade mashed potatoes as well.
Okay.
With a lot of butter.
What about lasagna?
I like lasagna a lot.
Okay.
With beef.
Yeah.
Nobody
just
picks
vegetables.
Pizza?
I'm not a huge pizza gal.
Oh, I love pizza.
I'm a pizza person.
Pizza?
For sure.
Pizza, nachos, burgers for me.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, Donna, one thing I wanted to get to after we're all now starving after that conversation.
Thank you.
Was this past Sunday was Mother's Day. You are the lone mother in the room. So tell us about what you guys did for your Mother's Day and a little bit about your mom.
It was awesome. Actually, mom and dad come up every year for the Players. That's what she wants.
Nice.
Every Sunday she spends it at the Players and... 1010 is so generous to help me out and give them wonderful passes so they get to enjoy the benefactor. And
my
dad's an Army vet, so he'll go to the military tent. And
leave your mom out in the benefactor?
Oh, no, they both go in.
Oh, she's allowed in too. Okay, good.
Yeah, the spouses and everybody gets in.
Good.
So we get to enjoy that. We do it every year. It's awesome. They come up. We always go to Cheesecake, and there's something you can pick easily from there to gain weight.
Oh, I would pick Cheesecake too,
But it's awesome. My mom is, I wrote in her card for Mother's Day, and I said, I'm so happy to be a mom because I just want to emulate you. Like, she's awesome. She's just pure awesomeness. But all I wanted for Mother's Day was to just have a day with my family.
And by that I mean, you know, TJ, JT. That's my son. Sorry, and my husband.
Which one is which?
TJ is the hubby. Okay. JT is the son, okay. Who's 2.5, and then our two pups. And that's all we did. It was great. We spent the day, the morning at the dog park, and little man ran around. The dogs ran around. We came home. We set up our yard, and we blew up our massive little play pool.
And love it.
Had the water tub going. It was just. It was awesome. It was just a day spent just hanging out and
staycation.
Relaxing.
The older you get, the more valuable time, just time, becomes.
And yeah.
Especially, like you said, quality time. All right, Blythe, I know your mom's special to you as well.
Oh, yeah. We had a beach day with another family that we all grew up with and that we're extremely close with. We take family trips together.
That's so fun. I love the beach days.
But, yeah, we went out to Hannah Park, spent nearly the whole day from about 10 to 5 p.m. that day. Got a little sun.
Nice.
Just, I mean, the other family is from India, so we were flying kites because I guess culturally flying kites in India is very, it's
symbolic.
Very a big competition because one of the guys had some string that was made out of glass. And so whenever he flies his kites, if his string intersects with another kite, it'll cut the string. it's kite wars. And so we flew the kites. We went out to the ocean, tossed the football around, just, you know, grilled out there. It was just a good, relaxing day. It was about 15 of us, and so it was cool to celebrate all together.
Absolutely. Nice. And Amanda, you're not in the same city as your mom right now, right?
I am not. I'm about 4 hours away, but it's okay because I was at the Players all day Sunday. I was working. But it was a fun work. You can't even call that work.
Right.
I felt bad when people were like, oh, what are you doing for Mother's Day? I'm like, I'm working, but not really working. Like, right. I'm going to the golf tournament. But no, it was nice. I'll see her Memorial Day. I'll go home.
Very nice. Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Next weekend, I think.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. Time's flying, right, Blythe? As I mentioned, I went to the Players with my mom. We love to do that. And I bought her. She loves shoes. But I've never bought her a pair of shoes without her there. So it was kind of fun to go and, like, pick out something I think she would like. And then when the lady's like, all right, you want to try these on? Nope, they're not for me. No idea if they're going to fit. No, I knew what size, obviously. But then, but my mom's so sweet. Like, this is an example. She gave me a pair of earrings on Mother's Day.
What?
She's like, I just liked them a lot. That's fun. Here you go. And I'm like, whose mom does that, right?
Moms, yeah.
Those are moms. So to all of our mothers who I'm sure listen religiously, thank you for all of your support over the years and for being such inspirations to
love
us
you,
all.
Mama.
Yeah, I love my mom.
Yeah, love mama.
Love them. All right, so we will check in with Fat Tony and see what he did on his Mother's Day, see how he felt about Alexis Randock's outfit at the Players, and, of course, check in on the whole cheating scandal. That's coming up next on 10 XL 92.5 FM.
Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? Saving the best for last. Yes, we are. It's Caustic by Britney Spears.
You're a Britney fan.
For those
fan,
who don't
huh?
know. I'm an old Britney fan.
Okay.
Like, what is this album? What is this song from? Which album? I don't remember. I was probably like 13 years old, and it was gold.
Oh my god, Tony, that's so depressing.
You're
I know.
Cool.
I was thinking old Britney Spears. I was like,
baby,
you know,
one more time.
Yeah, baby, one more time. Oops, I played with your heart.
Like, oops, I played with your heart.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again. Right.
Get it right.
Sorry.
2003. I was right. I was 13 years old.
I think you were mixing up like
because
NSYNC.
It's the dance.
Yeah.
Me and the dancing.
It is Fat Tuesday, and Fat Tony is dancing. Already.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on, ladies?
In his board shorts.
Yeah. The board shorts make the appearance every week. It's comfortable. I'm worried about comfort. Y'all are worried about what she's wearing on the 18th or 17th green or whatever. Whatever's comfortable, sweetheart. that's how I feel about
it. All right. So let's put it this way.
Uh-huh.
You bring a lady
to
the Players, and she walks in like that.
I wouldn't love it.
See?
No.
Really?
I wouldn't love it. Look. I would like to do the sundress thing. You know I'm in contention on a Sunday afternoon. You may be on TV with me. I don't have a big issue with the outfit she was wearing, but I'd rather it be a little more classy than it turned out to be on a Sunday afternoon, a Mother's Day of all things.
That's right.
Yeah.
My mom's watching this.
Some clothes on.
My mom is here.
I am 100% sure my mom is watching this moment. You cannot look like this.
The mom had shorter shorts.
Well,
she had dress shorts.
Her mom may feel that way. I can tell you how my mom would have felt about it.
Donna doesn't like the pockets hanging out.
Yeah.
No, that's like a...
That's by design.
Those are like beach shorts to me. Like,
it's the only place you could wear.
Right. Like if you're covering up to just walk to the beach and then you take them off.
TPC Sawgrass is located where?
It is not at the beach.
Did she have a bikini on underneath?
Yeah. She could have.
Now, like, that would have been a moment.
You're crazy.
Like,
she
if everyone was worrying about the shirt coming off, which I know some people were, if she actually had the bikini top and just dove in, like, to celebrate Ricky's win.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been iconic.
And then up comes a gator.
Right.
That would have been for publicity.
Yeah. Me and my friends, we joke around about Ricky Fowler, by the way. Y'all were commenting on the hotness of golfers earlier as well. We talk about Ricky Fowler as it looks like a cross between Leonardo DiCaprio and a cat. is what we think Ricky Fowler looks like.
Oh, no.
What kind of cat? Is that a Siamese cat?
I don't know.
Is that
but he's got, like, he's got the eyes.
Cat?
It's all in the eyes. He's got the cat eyes.
Okay.
He's got the cat eyes, and his face is shaped like Leo. Yeah.
Well, that might not be a bad thing.
Cats everywhere hate you.
I compared him to Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
That's
cats
right.
Cats are not happy about
That's
it.
That's right. I wasn't trying to insult anybody.
All right, Tony, what do you think about Tom Brady? in one sentence.
He's a cheater. Like, in one sentence, my thought on Tom Brady is he's a cheater.